So Aussie singer-songwriter Sarah Leet has a new single called Used. Let's have a little listen. Now you're gone and the pain is starting to bruise. Can't help but get the feeling I was used. And she joins us to have a chat about it this morning. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
That's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the song Used. What's it all about?
So I can't give too much away on the actual situation it was written about, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I think everyone has been in a situation, whether it be a relationship or like a professional kind of relationship, or if you're just in the line at IGA and someone strikes up a conversation to get in front of you, just that icky feeling that you get when you kind of feel like you were at the rough end of the stick, I suppose.
This is always the dilemma of being involved in a relationship or just knowing a country music singer, because you might end up the narrative for a song at some stage. Is this not a concern for you, your family and your friends?
Look, it really is. I think Taylor Swift has really paved the way for everybody. But, you know, it's part of the job. They should know.
Indeed. So how long have you been working on the song?
The song, we recorded it in August 2020.
Wow.
So I've been waiting a long time to get this one out. So very excited it's finally out and about.
Breathless anticipation for some 18 months, it would seem.
Yeah, 18 months. That's exactly what it is, because it's 2022 now, apparently.
And indeed. And you've got an opportunity to support it with a bit of a tour. You're going to be at Quirindi this Friday. You must be looking forward to getting up on stage and getting into it.
I am. This Quirindi show with the Viper Creek Band has been rescheduled 3 times. I think this is our 3rd time trying to get it happening. So very excited to get it up there and do it.
3rd time is a charm. Also, the Viper Creek Band, they're more of an experience than they are just a band, from what I've been told.
They are so much fun, and any time I get the opportunity to jump on stage with those fellas, I jump at it, because they're such a great band and it's such a great night.
Sarah, what does the rest of 2022 have in store for you? More releases?
More releases. Looking to record an album, and my husband and I are just fixing up our caravan at the moment, and we're going to just jump on the road and see where the wind takes us.
Is that a great way to tour, that you could just sort of, you know, go and be in northern Victoria or here in the Upper Hunter at your own whim?
I don't know yet. I haven't done it that way. I've always planned it out, so I'll let you know.
Sometimes throwing caution to the wind can actually make for a more interesting adventure.
I think so too. And yeah, any time to not have a schedule and just to kind of, especially after the last couple of years, I think, very excited to just be on the road.
Well, hopefully the winds will blow you here to the Upper Hunter at some stage this year. Sarah Leet, good luck with the single, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you so much for having me.